Listening, section 2. In a moment, you are going to hear a talk given by Hugh Thomas, a travel writer. He will be giving a talk about travel to Northern Ireland. Before you listen, look at questions 12 to 15. An example has been provided for you. As you listen, the first half of the talk, answer questions 12 to 15.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Hugh Thomas, and my profession is travel journalism. Some of you may have read my work in the travel book series, The Lonely Planet. Anyway, I'm not here to tell you about my job, but a magical place in the northeast of the UK called Northern Ireland. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard of this section of the UK, most likely because of the long history of fighting between the British and Irish governments over the territory. Nowadays, these problems have been settled, allowing the tourism industry to blossom. With a population of 279,240, Belfast, the capital of Northern Ireland, is a city that is quickly rebuilding and reinventing itself. Massive investment during the past few years, combined with the optimism engendered by the peace process, has transformed Belfast into something of a boom town. A string of upmarket hotels, including a Belfast Hilton, opened in the late 1990s, along with dozens of smart restaurants, bars and cafes. Step into a contemporary bar or restaurant, and it's difficult to avoid picking up a sense of excitement. A general feeling and buzz that after 30 years of fighting, Belfast is ready to join the rest of the world.
As the talk continues, answer questions 16 to 23.
The city of Belfast is home to about 30% of Northern Ireland's population and is compact and easy to get around in, with most points of interest within easy walking distance of each other. Like any city worth its salt, Belfast contains some architectural and cultural gems, such as the impressive City Hall and the excellent Linen Hall Library. There are dozens of splendid Victorian pubs to explore, and for a city of its size, Belfast boasts a pretty good nightlife. The city is also pleasantly situated. The Belfast Hills are visible to the west. The rocks and green slopes of Cave Hill loom over the city to the north, and the sweep of Belfast Lough cuts into the city centre from the northeast. The city centre is compact, with the imposing City Hall in Donegal Square as a convenient central landmark. Belfast's principal shopping district is north of the square, along and off Donegal Palace, Royal Avenue. The streets around here are in part a byproduct of the past fighting. At their height in the 1970s, terrorist activities turned the centre into a heavily militarised zone. But the security presence is very low-key now. A little further north, the once run-down area around Donegal Street and St. Anne's Cathedral. The Cathedral Quarter is being rapidly redeveloped with trendy restaurants, bars and clubs springing up among the red brick warehouses and fortified pubs. Reminders of the Victorian era can be found in the stately buildings surrounding City Hall. In the narrow alleys, known as the entries, off Anne and High Streets, and in the ornate Grand Opera House and Crown Liquor Saloon on Great Victoria Street. Heading south from Donegal Square, Great Victoria Street and Dublin Road lead to University Road, where you will find Queen's University, the Botanical Gardens, and the Ulster Museum. There are dozens of restaurants and bars in this area. It is called the Golden Mile, and at night it's the most energetic and cheerful area of a generally hard-working city. Most of the city's accommodation options, including several hotels, are also south of the centre, around the university area. To the east of Donegal Square is Chichester Street, which runs down to Oxford Street, where you will find the Royal Courts of Justice, St. George's Market, the New Belfast Hilton, and the Waterfront Hall, a large conference and concert centre. East of the river are Samson and Goliath, the giant cranes dominating the Harland and Wolff shipyards. Well, I hope I have given you a good idea of the sights and places to stay in Belfast. Next, we will see some slides and talk about tours of the countryside.